about on what I would have to say to you in the next 8 or 10 weeks, that there are so many innocent people who have invested money at high prices on the assumption that this transaction would occur and that I would be there, that for me to leave now would just cost people huge sums of money, and I think I would feel that I had simply run out on a commitment that I had publicly made, made in statements to the press, made in representations to the Securities and Exchange Commission, and that I just don't see how in the next 8 or 10 weeks I could run out of it.
Well, what could you do at the end of 8 weeks?
I think, sir, that if you were to talk to me then, next May or June, that if you wished me to, I'd be very glad to sit down and talk seriously about it in the light of what transpired.
That's not 8 weeks, though.
I don't
14. See what I could do if I did. I could make an announcement that I want to make this man acting, and that if the announcement didn't knock you off, that effective 8 weeks from now, I'm going to send up the name, and after his confirmation, he'd take over. That would give us an 8, 10, 12 week period there.
Mr. President, I'm afraid that it would be impossible to keep my name from leaking. And no matter how well-intentioned we were, the press would be honest, everybody would be honest. And I think that, as I say, the results of my name leaking would just be disastrous at this time, this transaction. And it's not, frankly, it has nothing to do with any loss to me. I couldn't care less. And it's
well, let me ask you this. Suppose we did not agree on anything and didn't talk of anything, but suppose I just said, I'm going to name Mr. Wilbur Cohen acting secretary, and do as I did with the Attorney General, Mr. Katzenbach, and do as I did with Mr. Clark, and do as have with Mr. Trowbridge, let him serve a while, and then I will send the name, name of the Senate a little later. Without, and then say to them, I'm not going to make any commitment, I want you to go acting. Then 8 weeks come back and say, now I must have you. Would you find some problem then, you think?
Well, I'm trying.
No human knows I'm calling you. I didn't even tell Joe Califano. I said, what did he tell you? He doesn't know that there's anything changing. I said, what did Heineman tell you when you talked to him once before? You wanted to bring him in transportation and wanted to bring him in poverty. And so he said, well, he couldn't do those and he had problems here. But if it opened up that he could do HEW or HUD and poverty, that those would be challenging. And I said, well, that's fine. I just left it there. I didn't even mention it. I'm not going to mention it to another human, and I'm not there, and I wouldn't consider that you were forced to do anything or obligated or anything else. But just assume I proceeded on that basis without any discussion. It seems to me that would, if there were no other problems, that would probably get by this problem. And if it did get by this problem, then where would you be?
Well, the problem I have, sir, is that these people are expecting me to set up the organization of this new company and get it started. Now, we're moving the headquarters from New York to Chicago, all this. I don't want to bother you with any of my problems. You have enough of your own. I just honestly don't know what my feeling would be 8 or 9 weeks from now. If and when this transaction is consummated and the security holders turn in their securities. If they don't, there's no real problem then. I think they're going to. About all I can say, sir, is that at the end of this, when this transaction is consummated, if you would then care to talk to me, I would give it, in the light of those circumstances, the best possible thought I could. I feel an obligation to you, as not only as the president, but as you. And this would be something that I would simply have to look at very hard in the light of my other obligations at the time. And if you would not wish to wait, or, you know, I understand perfectly.
Yeah, well, I'm not, that doesn't worry me about wishing to wait. I could do that. But if I did that, you would look at it. Now, I don't want anything firm, but I want a little better feel than I have looking at it. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do, sir.
I would like to feel it's something you would like, or something that you would look forward to, or something that you would hope could develop if you didn't run into any unexpected situations, or something that would be challenging, or something of that type, where I could then consider whether I ought to go on and marry a girl here, or just hope to God that this one would come back and I'd have a chance, you see there.
Well, Mr. President, I would suppose I would have to say that, of course, I would regard it as challenging. And of course, I would be honored to be associated with you in your cabinet, but I could not say to you at this time that you shouldn't marry some other girl. Because
that's not my question. I know what I'm asking. I know you wouldn't say that, even if you felt rather positive you'd do it later. But what would you say about this possibility of my marrying this one? Would you say that I'd have a good gambler's chance? In your judgment, you can't foresee the events, I assume, with any accuracy. But even though I'd announced that I wasn't going to run, or I was going to run, whatever it was, and we came back here at this end of this period, would you say that the odds would be 50-50? Would you say that they'd be you put yourself in my place, you're president of a company, and you're talking about the executive vice president, the man that's really going to have to do the job. The way I believe in running the government, and I don't... Fortune magazine said yesterday that they, interviewing me, they thought I'd been the best administrator of any president that they had examined. And they said, how do you do it? And I said, well, I try to get a man that has the character and the qualifications and the competence. And then I'd tell him what his duties are. And then I'd give him the authority to perform them. And then I don't bother him unless until he gets in trouble and wants help and so on and so forth. And then we get there. Now, that's what I want in this place. Now, suppose you're looking at this man of yours that may have a heart attack down the road 60, 90 days. You've got to be prepared. I would like to give some thought to gambling on going this route and building this kind of a situation. I think it'd be a great monument to me to leave it just like we're leaving. I think defense has changed a good deal. And I'd like to leave this one here, whether I ran or whether I didn't. I'd like to do it with and gamble on Heinemann. Now, have I got a 50-50 chance, or 60-40, or 70-30? The other way. You just put yourself in my presence. Say you want to gamble on Johnson, and I'm
Hello.
You just put yourself in my position and just say you need me to be your executive vice president out there with all these problems you got, and what chance you got to get me when I leave here. And you just put yourself in my position, see my problem, and then tell me what your guess is, without obligation or without commitment.
Well, Mr. President, I would say to you, I suppose, that that it was probably somewhere less than 50-50 and not 70-30.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair enough. Now, don't discuss this with a human. Let me think about it and... let me see where I come out, and then if it ever is discussed, it'll just be discussed between the two.
Pardon me, sir?
If it is ever discussed, it'll just be discussed between the two of us till one of us has made a decision.
That'll be fine, sir, and you can absolutely rely on that.
I know that.
There's no backlash on coming.
Thank you, and I'm very grateful to you for what you have done for us in the past and for your country, and I think there's some great potentialities here for the country and for me.
Thank you, sir. It's a great honor.
Bye.